that was some hyperbole, kind of a misplaced enthusiasm, if you will, but it was used by the Defense Department, and it continues to be used now. That's the way psychology has contributed to some of the intents of torture. In the 60s, another set of studies were using the pharmaceuticals, psychopharmacology, LSD, in terms of trying to break the brain, if you will, as a method of controlling people that you wanted to break. Milgram studies are famous, maybe the most famous studies in psychology about obedience. There had been kind of a wish to think that what happened in Nazi Germany was because of the German character. Milgram studied wholesome all-American college students and found out that they would inflict torture just under orders to do so without question, over and over again, to the point of inducing pain. This changed the way human nature in some ways was understood, certainly the way the power of obedience was. And I think it is bearing now in terms of understanding what happens with torture.